let's see. About a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Low this evening of 70 degrees. Coming up at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News, and Judith Merriweather will join us at around 3:30. We begin with a performance by pianist John O'Connor. He performs with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, Sir Charles Mackerras conducting. This is Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 24, Kirkel 491 in C minor. Thank you. Here on KRVS, we've been listening to the music of pianist John O'Connor. He performed with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. Sir Charles McCarris conducting. We heard the Piano Concerto No. 24, Kirkle 491. 29 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. Right now we head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And joining me in the studios this afternoon are Dr. Carolyn French, who is the founder and president of the Shining Light Foundation. Also, Dr. Don Innes, who's a professor here at UL Lafayette, great friend of KRVS, and is on the board of the Shining Light Foundation, here to talk about that organization and a really wonderful benefit that they created a few years ago to let us all have fun and also to help out the foundation. So I'd like to start off talking about your interest in education and promoting education and how you created this organization from that interest. I know many people will remember you as the learning fairy around here, I think. And so education has been important to you for a long time.
Absolutely. Education makes the greatest difference and gives us the greatest opportunities. It gives us the keys to open all sorts of doors. I grew up on a cotton farm in North Louisiana, and I might still be picking cotton if it hadn't been for education and for scholarships and for help along the way. I was one of those kids who didn't have the money for the field trips and the band instrument. Of course, I managed to have some friends who pitched in. But, you know, some people don't have those resources. And so it occurred to me that we need an agency of last resort. When I was in third grade, I asked the teacher for a scholarship to take music, piano lessons and art lessons, and she said I had to go to college for that.
So, to get a scholarship.
Right then, I said, it doesn't seem fair. I'm this little kid here, and those big kids can work. And so I decided then, though, that I would get the scholarship. She told me I had to make all A's, and I did in everything except conduct. Convinced my mother that meant I was normal. Mm-hmm. Then, though I was educated with scholarships and student loans and have a PhD from LSU now. And if they made another degree, I might even go for that. But well, I was a teacher for years, and I know that teachers reach into their pockets sometimes when a child doesn't have what is needed to participate in school activities. And I wish we paid our teachers enough so they could afford all that kindness. But we don't. So the Shining Light Foundation was formed to teach kids about scholarships and serve as the agency of last resort. We receive applications from teachers and counselors, school personnel, not the public, just in response to teachers and counselors. But we want people to know about the Shining Light Foundation. Our website is shininglightfoundation.org. And we really need the help and support of this community to meet the increased needs. The homeless program refers students to us. It's really incredible what a difference. One organization with volunteers, no paid personnel. We're just a group of caring citizens like Dr. Innes and John Broussard. This community has supported us so well. So we invite you all to join us next Tuesday evening at Vermilionville. At doors open at 5 o'clock. Food will be served at 5:30. You'll have dinner and an evening of music and entertainment by Grammy Award-winning musicians. Would you like me to name some of those bands?
Absolutely.
Oh, Chubby Carrier is one of our staunch standbys. And we're expecting Cora Ledeh, Lil Buck Senegal, Same Old Two-Step with Wayne Singleton, Leroy Thomas. We hope that Roddy Romero can come by, and Wayne Toops is planning to come by if he can. We have really a great lineup for you.
Well, that says a lot that you have the support of these musicians who really understand how important it is to support the kids in these small but very important ways that you mentioned.
And they do all that, and they do all that for free. So they're giving their time, and their hearts are really in the right place.
Absolutely. Well, where's your heart, Dr. Innes? How did you get involved? Because I know you're a professor here at the university, have a very busy research and teaching schedule. How did you get involved in this organization and why?
Well, this is the fourth year, and in the first year I heard about it through John Broussard on KRVS, and so I was I thought, well, that's such a nice long lineup of musicians that I would like to go and then I heard about the cause that this was a benefit for the Shining Light Foundation, which I hadn't heard of. And so I went, and then when I was there, I spoke to Carolyn and other people, and I learned a little bit about it. And then I inquired further, and so here I am, now part of it and really happy to assist.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about some of the students that you all have helped. I know you receive applications from, as Carolyn was saying, teachers and counselors, band directors. What kinds of requests do you all get?
We get probably the most of our requests are for field trips or and musical instruments, but other things too. I guess we paid for PE uniforms, and so basically, when a teacher identifies a child who cannot pay for the fees over the specific item, the teacher will identify them, and then eventually we get an application and. So this can be small sums of money, or it could be, you know, like a kindergarten or a first grader who can't go on a field trip, and if they didn't get funds from someone else, from us, $30 or something like that, the child would have to stay at school, and all of his classmates would get on the bus and go to the zoo or
museum, you know, or concert.
Absolutely, and so you know, it's just you know, a lot of like Carolyn was saying. A lot of times teachers are taking money out of their pocket just because they don't, you know, they can't bear to see that child stay in the classroom and left behind. So those are some of the smaller things. Other things, as I said, musical instruments is a big one. So, for example, I know just one school alone this last September, they had a request and we funded 26 students and their instruments. And you know, so some of the parents could pay for part of it, and some could not. But mostly they pay about a third, and we were able to rent instruments for those 26 students from that one school alone. So, I think we're making a reasonable impact in a cottage industry sort of way, a small little one person by one person.
For those students, that makes an enormous difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are small. We now serve Lafayette Parish Public Schools pre-K through 8th grades. I wish we could expand, but until we have the funds to do it right, we can't do that. We had a very interesting application recently where 100 students were scheduled to go to the Children's Museum and the Hilliard Art Museum and the Acadiana Center for the Arts, but suddenly at the last minute there was no money for transportation. It amounted to $2.62 a student. And, of course, the Shining Light Foundation Board of Directors voted unanimously to provide the $2.62 per child for those 100 children to have a fabulous, memorable trip to the museums. And we were told that some of those children had never been and probably never would have gone to the Art Museum or the Acadiana Center for the Arts or the Children's Museum.
Well, and those amounts might seem small, but they're really insurmountable when you add them all up for some parents and some schools to do. So that's a huge help. And to focus on those grades when some of those enrichment programs are so crucial, that's a wonderful thing that you all do. If you are just tuning in, my guests are with the Shining Light Foundation. Carolyn French is the founder and president of the organization. Dr. Carolyn French, very involved in education throughout her life, and Dr. Don Innes, who is a biology professor at UL Lafayette. He is on the board of the Shining Light Foundation, talking about what good they do in our community and an opportunity for all of us to help them out this coming Tuesday, April 25th at Vermilionville. There will be the Zydeco and Cajun Bash that you all have done for how long now?
I think this is the fourth year.
It's your fourth year doing the Zydeco and Cajun Bash, and you all have attracted the help of some incredible musicians who will be there on Tuesday night to play music and just, you know, make us all celebrate our culture and understand how important education is in that culture as well. So you mentioned that there will be food, sort of a everything
yes.
that's part of a festival. What kind of food are we going to have again on Tuesday?
Millicent at Vermilionville has seen to it that we will have the best jambalaya, catfish bites, bread pudding. It's going to be a great evening. And we have sponsors who've underwritten the cost of the food and the T-shirts so that every penny that people give us for tickets or for our T-shirts will go directly to the students. There will be no funds taken from your contributions for any expenses.
Well, I'm sure some people are wondering how they do get tickets. Do you have to order them ahead of time, or can you get them at the door?
You can get them at the door, or you can go to our website, shininglightfoundation.org, and buy them on PayPal. Some of us have tickets. Dr. Ennis, do you still have some tickets?
I think I have 7.
All right. Well, get in touch with Dr. Don Dennis here at UL Lafayette, and you can get your tickets. But as Carolyn French was saying, you can get them online, shininglightfoundation.org, or at the door.
At the door, yes.
If you realize that Tuesday night you can head out and you have time, you can go on over to Vermilionville. What time do the doors open?
5 o'clock. Food will be served between 5:30 and 6, and until we run out. There will be probably 200 of your best friends there dancing the night away and enjoying the meal. So come join us. It really is fun. We have some good door prizes, too.
Well, and it's a nice early start time. People can go straight there from work, enjoy their dinner, hear some great music, and know that they're really helping some very important function here in our community. Children who need supplies, need enrichment, and it's all through the efforts of the Shining Light Foundation.
So it is early, reasonably early. And in the past years, I've seen parents bring their kids straight from school, and they, you know, they can start eating at 5:30 and done by 6 or 6:30, and then, you know, they can get home an hour or two later and go home and do their homework. And so it's nice, family friendly, and it's early enough so that kids can come too.
Absolutely. Good thinking for that.
We'll have our T-shirts available, too.
I see Don has one on, and it is a lovely, cheerful, bright shirt with some artwork, Carolyn, that I believe you did.
Oh, yes, right. Have I never drawn your portrait? My cost is reasonable because it's free, and I always make you look taller, younger, thinner, smarter,
okay.
Richer.
Well, I can see why you're successful.
Absolutely.
It's lovely. It has Roddy Romero, I think, on the shirt there. Yeah.
Well, I didn't have a picture of him, so I wasn't sure. And I believe he wears glasses, so that might be Roddy with more hair and no glasses.
That's the spirit of your
right.
Absolutely. Really nice shirts on a lovely light blue T-shirt, and you can get those at the event this coming Tuesday, April 25th. At Vermilionville. The doors do open at 5 o'clock. And if it's a lovely evening, just kind of wandering in the, you know, along the gardens looking at the houses is really nice as well.
We have someone who's going to teach Zydeco dancing early in the
so
evening,
that's
too.
That's not an impediment.
Yeah. That's right. A free lesson in Zydeco dancing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just a great event. You know, John Broussard was the brainchild behind having this bash. And it has just proven to be so much fun.
What is it about these Care VS people who are helping you out with your organization? John, of course, is the host of Zydeco Y Pásale on Saturday mornings.
And, I think it reflects the genuine interest and kindness and good heart that you have.
And we believe in education as well here.
Absolutely.
So we're very glad to help you out. For more information about the organization itself or to find out more about tickets, that is shininglightfoundation.org.
And one of our board members has allowed us to have her phone number as a resource, too. May I give that?
Yes.
337-224-4355 for more information. We look forward to seeing all of your listeners there.
Well, I know they love Zydeco and Cajun music, so it'd be a great evening for them. And as you said, there are dance lessons, so don't worry about not being able to dance to the music. But these are some fine musicians that you've gathered, and again, a great credit to your organization that they believe in it and are wanting to be a part of it. Do you want to mention those musicians again?
Yes, we have Chubby Carrier. Sometimes Chubby even shows up in the early hours to be on TV appearances with me. That man is wonderful. And we have committed Corey Ledet, Lil Buck Senegal, Same Old Two-Step with Wayne Singleton, Leroy Thomas, and possibly Rada Romero, and probably Wayne Toops.
Right. Amazing lineup. That's all on Tuesday, and that's the day before festival officially opens, so you can even start earlier by heading over to Vermilionville and helping out the Shining Light Foundation.
Also, in past years, we've had people from out of town who just became aware of it, and they're here in town for Festival International, and then so they come, I've met some really interesting people, a disc jockey who from California. He came all the way, you know, because he enjoys Zydeco music, and so it's a good time. I've really enjoyed the people I've met.
Well, good. Another great reason to go as well, meeting people who are here for Festival International. Well, thank you both for coming by. Is there anything else we need to know? Go to the website for further information about tickets, the organization, or just show up on Tuesday. Thank you both, Dr. Carolyn French and Dr. Don Innes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And now look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The ABC Fund at the CFMA is holding its inaugural Icon Awards, Arts and Cultural Awards, this evening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. For further information on availability of tickets, you can go to artsbusinessculture.org or the ACA's website. And tomorrow, the Pine Leaf Boys will be performing for the Bach Lunch Series in Parc Sanssouci from noon until 1. And as a part of Festival International's new theater festival, the play Tartuffe will be performed at Cité des Arts. It opens tomorrow evening, 7:30 at Cité, and performances continue throughout the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. The play is directed by Clove Productions, Michael Martin, and is a wonderful way to celebrate La Francophonie, a play by Molière, Tartuffe. March for Science takes place in Lafayette on Earth Day this Saturday the 22nd at the intersection of Cajun Dome Boulevard and Eras Landry Road. For further information, the Facebook page is March for Science Lafayette. The Sterling Grove and Historic Home Tour and Festival takes place this Saturday, 10 to 6 p.m. at 338 North Sterling Street. There will be lots of music in addition to the historic home tours, and it helps a nonprofit organization that is helping to preserve the historic homes in that area. L'Opéra de Lafayette, Elania, presents a concert of Italian music called Vive Italia. That will be this Saturday, the 22nd. At 4 o'clock at Asbury in Lafayette. Earth Day will be celebrated at Vermilionville on Sunday, April 23rd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be lots of crafts and recycling. There will be a swap event called Reduce, Reuse, Recycle, clothing and book swap. There will be yoga with Aaron Segura, who's just returned from India. For more information, you can go to Vermilionville's website. And looking ahead to next week, Festival International will start on Wednesday. KRVS will be carrying the festival live Thursday through Sunday. So please tell your friends and family now that if they can't make it to Lafayette, they can listen to the festival on KRVS for 4 full days. And the Monday after festival, just a little heads up, KRVS will be holding its spring fundraiser starting on May 1st. For further information, you can go to KRVS's website. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered. 4 to 6, from 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7, it's La Vianera. At 8, from the Shamrock Shore. Franco Mix at 9, Earthbeat at 10. At 11, it's Lost in Love and Je Savais Pas. Midnight, the Putumayo World Music Hour. And Ghost Town at 1. And Cecil Doyle's Medicine Ball Caravan at 2 in the morning. In just a moment, NPR's All Things Considered. Thank you.
Harpistry, an hour of world music exploring the evolution of the music of the harp from antiquity to its most modern forms. That's Monday at noon and Sunday at midnight on KRVS.
Dirty Rice, satisfying your Louisiana music RV since 1991. Join either me, Bill Bolins, or Mr. Lee Klein Peter for the best in Louisiana music. Cajun, Zydeco, blues, swamp pop, you name it. We got a whole lot of rock and roll, too. That's Dirty Rice, every Saturday night at 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7 FM and on the Internet at krvs.org.
You are listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, online at krvs.org.